It's great to see everybody here this morning. It's good to be seen. And let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity and privilege to be in your house to worship you. And I thank you for this opportunity and privilege to present your word. And just pray that it would bless us as it goes forth by your power and by your might and not by ours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Man, we've had an awesome year. It's been a stressful year. It's been a year when we had an awesome year too, because we had to draw closer to the Lord. We've seen so many things change that we counted on, especially in this country, because we've been so blessed. And now all of a sudden we realize that the only one we can really count on is Jesus Christ. He is our only true source of blessing. He will never fail us. We may go through tough times, but he will never. He will be with us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And so I believe that. He's gotten me through some tough times. Okay, for the first scripture I want to look at is John 3:16. And most of us know this verse by heart. And this is the gospel in a nutshell. Yep. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And those aren't just words. That's the word of God. And we should act on it. By that I mean act like we believe it. Those just aren't poetic words, but those are words that saves man's souls. And the next verse is 17. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Jesus is our only source of salvation.
Hallelujah.
And we live in a free country, so we have the freedom. Other people have the freedom to believe it or not believe it or worship in other forms and other so-called gods. But all those other gods are with a small g.
Hallelujah.
I serve a God with a capital G.
Amen.
No question about that. I don't understand everything that goes on. Why things, I mean, I look at some of the things that goes on in this world and I go, why are you letting this happen? But we got to have the faith to believe that it's all part of his plan. He sees the beginning of the parade and the end of the parade. You and I only see a small portion of it. He who believes in him should not be condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Some people choose not to believe that because they think the Bible is just a book, just man's interpretation. But the Bible is the Word of God. Unquestionably. I would like to say that I follow it to the letter and I never make a mistake. I never falter. I never blow it. But it is, that's impossible. But, you know, when God looks at me through Jesus Christ,
amen.
He doesn't see a flawed, failing human being. He sees somebody saved by his son's blood. So when the enemy wants to accuse us, beat us up for falling short, we can remind him we are saved by Jesus Christ, through his redemptive blood. And we can remind him of his future. Most of us in Europe have probably read all or part of the book of Revelation. And I can tell you this. I read the last page. And we win.
Hallelujah.
And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. But men love darkness rather than light. Their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come into the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, and they have been done in God. I remember once, as a little boy, you know, we learned to nobody has to teach us to do wrong things. It comes natural. And I remember once as a little boy, I must have been no more than 4 or 5. A friend of mine was staying with my grandmother, and my grandmother heated her house with wood stoves. So a friend of ours was sitting next to the wood stove, like all of us, you know, to keep warm. And he handed me a roll your own cigarette, the butt. And my parents smoked, so anyway, he handed me this cigarette, this little butt, and I went, crawled on my hands and knees, and got behind my grandma's couch and took a puff. But before that, I was sneaky enough to fake like I was going to throw it in the fire, because that's what he gave it to me for, was to throw it in the wood stove. So I faked it and went by and with grandma's couch and took a puff. So we learn how to be deceptive at a very early age. But, you know, something funny, I don't remember, in my family, they were pretty strict disciplinarians. But I can remember my grandma taking me around, and everybody did their sniff test. But nobody said anything. Nobody disciplined me for it. But anyway, that was just something I wanted to bring up, because we are deceptive, even at a very young age. Anyway, okay. Romans 5:8. And on down. For God demonstrates his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So many people think that, well, when I get some stuff worked on in my life, then I'll come to God. But if we wait around to get that stuff worked out, it'll never happen, because the enemy doesn't want us to get it worked out. He wants us to be trapped, those of us that don't know him. He wants us to be held back by the rule. The trick is to come to God, baggage and all, and lay it all before him. And let him work it out. For years, I told myself, or God was calling me into the ministry, even as young as 14. But I kept, you know, and at times I was willing to go, and then I said, no, I gotta, I'm too slow of speech, I'm whatever, I can't, you know. And then I finally reached the point where I told God, I said, okay, you got it. Because I knew the Lord for years. I knew he was calling me to preach, but I kept holding back. I had all kinds of reasons for it. And I guess one being my disability. But the Lord, I finally stopped arguing. Because he showed me scriptures. He said, who made man's mouth? When Moses was arguing with him, I'm slow of speech. Oh, I called you. But he wouldn't answer the call. Finally, he got his brother to, God got his brother to speak for him. So when I saw that as well as other scriptures, I knew the Lord was, I said, okay, Lord, end of argument. And so that ended that, and so I have learned, stumbled a little bit along the way, but I'm learning. The point here in verse 8 is God didn't die for us when we had our act together. God died for us while we were yet sinners. If our perfection is only in Jesus Christ, it's not in nothing we can do. Our righteousness is filthy rag. It's nothing we can do in and of ourselves. It's only through Jesus Christ. Redemptive blood on the cross. Period. It's not through any works of righteousness that we can come up with. Because our works of righteousness is filthy rags. We are justified. Verse 9, Romans 5:8. Much more we are justified by his blood. We shall be saved from the wrath of through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. And much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ's blood. Only through his blood. Not through our education. Not through our 10 Hail Marys and our fathers. We are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. We cannot get there through good works. We cannot get there through reading skill. We have to get there through Jesus Christ and his redemptive work he did for us on the cross. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name. And I believe the Bible to be the Word of God. Amen. Without question. Matthew 1, verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from his sins. Emmanuel, God with us. John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. You believe in Jesus Christ and his redemptive work on the cross, or you won't see heaven. Bottom line. And that's not my words. Those are from the Bible. I'm not sitting in judgment. I can't judge people. When I stand before God and he says, why should I let you in my heaven? Only thing I can say is, because you died for me and I believed in you as my Savior. Amen. Not that I had so many years of Bible school, not that I graduated from school. None of that. I won't be whipping out my clerical ID card saying, God, let me in. I taught Sunday school. Don't I have a few brownie points? No. God says the only way to heaven is through my Son and his redemptive work on the cross. And apart from that, God's wrath abides on those who don't believe. That's not my words. It's straight from the Word of God. And Jesus loves, God loves mankind so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross. I don't know what people don't understand about that. I had a friend of mine who was a fellow believer in Christ. He was debating over John 3:16. He's going, the word whosoever threw him off. Because he's a Calvinist. And Calvinists more or less believe that, you know, if you're chosen, then you'll get to heaven. If you're not chosen, doesn't matter whether you believe or not. You're stuck. And the Bible says, whosoever which is takes in everybody. No, not everybody believes it. Granted. But everybody has the opportunity. Because God said, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes on to the Father except through me. Amen. And really, some people have said, well, if I do so many works, I'll make it. But the truth is, even if that were possible, let's say for example, it's possible. But if you're trying to get there on good works by following all the Ten Commandments and all that, first of all, it won't work. But if it did work to a certain point, all you'd have to do is break one, and you're out of luck. Because one broken law will keep you out of heaven if you're going by that standard. And none of us can meet it. There is no other foundation anyone can lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the only solid foundation you and I can base our faith on. It's not baptism. It's not speaking in tongues. It's not none of that. The only foundation we have, the only sure faith, the only sure foundation we have is our faith in Jesus Christ. Plus nothing. First Timothy 2:5-7. For there is one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying. A teacher to the Gentile, a teacher of the Gentiles and the truth. That was Paul. He said, I wasn't appointed as a teacher by men. I was appointed by God and Jesus Christ when he was on the road to Damascus. He got knocked off the donkey or the horse or whatever he was on. Most of us remember that story in the book of Acts. Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved. Must be saved. And now we go to John chapter 5, verse 11, 12, and 13. And this is the testimony of God, that God has given us eternal life, and that this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's pretty self-explanatory if you understand English. I don't know how you could miss that. It's shocking to me, though, when I hear stories of people that have read the Bible and practically memorized it, and still they come away with it's only a book of history. It doesn't have any saving knowledge for them, because they haven't taken a step of faith. And if they just take the step of faith and read the book of John, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Yeah. If they took that verse by faith, they would realize that the Bible is more than just words, but it's words that save men's souls. And nor is there salvation in any other name other than Jesus Christ. It's right there, it's clear. And that's what the Lord gave me to speak on, to teach on today. And I thank you all for coming, and I pray God's blessing. Let me say a closing prayer. And I do pray God's blessing on each and every one of you. And if you need a healing, you need a touch from God, reach out. He's there. He's there 24/7. It always fits his schedule. He never says he's too busy. Lord Jesus, I just come before you and I thank you and praise you, Lord, for this opportunity and privilege to share your word with my brothers and sisters. And I pray, Lord, that you'll bless them, hold them close to you, and we will, if we will all meet in heaven. And that you'll stay close to them, and they'll stay close to you. Your word says that you will stay close to us, Lord. And so I just pray, Lord, that you'll bless my brothers and sisters as we go forth today. Just be with them and bless them and cause them to reach out to you, Lord, in faith, believing if they need healing, they need financial help. Lord, you own a cattle on a thousand hills. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, I just pray you just bless my brothers. And I do thank you for this opportunity and privilege to share your word.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. As we worship, if you want prayer, come on down and sit right here, and we'll anoint you with oil, and we'll pray and ask God to prepare you for what's ahead and strengthen you and bless you with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and that His will be done. So we're going to continue to worship, and if you need prayer, come on down and sit right here, and we'll anoint you.